G'day listeners, Phil C here, and this is Corner Country, coming to you on allaussieradio.com.au, and I am at the Bingara RSL for the Bingara Country Music Festival with my good mate Lance Burrell. How you going, Lance?
Hello, Phil. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm having a sensational time. How are you going?
Oh, good. It's been a great weekend so far. I'm enjoying it.
Fabulous weekend. And, mate, you played every night.
Yeah, played every night. I did last weekend in Bateman's Bay Soldiers Club and then come over here and then Thursday night come over for a look and ended up getting up and doing a couple of songs with the band, which was great. And then I was the main artist Friday night and last night, and then we're doing a little bit today. He might even bring the pedal steel out today. I've been asked by a few people all weekend, have you got the steel with you? So that might make an appearance later on today.
Yeah, mate, because I did ask you a couple of weeks ago when I interviewed you about the steel and you said, they haven't asked me about the steel, but... Apparently, yeah. Breezy's asked you if you can bring the steel along.
There's a few people have hit me up, so it might come out today. We'll see how we go.
Good on you, my friend. So this is the first time you've played at Bingara?
First time I've done the festival. I played here for New Year's Eve. We had a big outdoor show here on the Oval, on the showgrounds, actually, at New Year's Eve. But this is the first time I've been part of the festival and played in a club, and it's a cracking little place. It's a great spot.
It's a sensational club. Yeah. And I've got to say, they do so much for the community, and it's totally free.
It's totally free. You can tell that by all the people here. Absolutely. They're having a great time. It's a joint's full every day and every night. Even some great walk-ups during the day. They go all day.
Okay.
And then the main acts are on at night times. And it's a full 12 hours pretty much of good country music
good
right through the weekend.
Music. So tell us, mate, where are you going to be going to after here? Because, you know, we're just about over with this festival. So what have you got coming up?
Yeah, I've got to go back to Tamworth now because I've got to play at Nemmingar on Friday night and then Manila RSL on Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
And then we're off to Wee Valley Festival, which is, if anyone doesn't know where that is, that's down near West Wylam, out on the showgrounds there. I've done the last 3 or 4 years straight. So I'm one of the main artists on the show, and I'm also the guitar player in the band for the whole weekend. So it's a fantastic festival as well. So worth getting to that one.
And when we spoke a couple of weeks ago, you've only been doing this for about 18 months. Like, you sold up everything. For the benefit of anybody who missed that show, it's on the podcast and dated the 7th of this month.
Yep.
And you can hear the full interview there. And a bit of your story. You used to be a crane driver, and then 18 months ago you sold up and said, no, we're going to do this for proper and fair income.
Didn't know it was going to happen. We sort of decided. I'd been tied up with music for a long time. I started in Tamworth when I was 19 and haven't looked back since.
Yeah.
But was doing day work as well, so it was pretty flat out. And then my wife and I decided it was time to hit the track, and we said, let's give it a go and see how it's going. We've been flat out for 18 months and I haven't stopped. I'm booked out till December and I've just booked the whole of February and some of March for next year already.
Fabulous.
Snowballed.
Mate, I can understand why. This latest album of yours, Drive Away, fantastic album.
It's a really good album. It's come up really, really well. I recorded a lot of it on the road. And then I got together with Rob Breeze, who's here this weekend playing in the band.
Playing now, actually.
And he's one of the artists as well.
Yep.
He's on now.
Yep.
We got together at his studio in Tamworth, or at the outskirts of Tamworth, and put the finishing touches on it and mixed it and mastered it and done all that and got it out. And everyone said it's an absolute beauty. Everyone that's bought it said it's fantastic, so
fantastic.
Happy about that.
Absolutely fantastic record, mate. And look, it's been a pleasure watching you perform.
We've had a great weekend.
We spoke a few weeks ago and I thought to myself, I've got to see this man do it live, and now I've seen you do it live. Mate, you're doing a brilliant job. You're fantastic.
Oh, do me thing and hopefully someone likes it.
Well, I do, and I know a lot of our listeners do. So what about new music? You got any new stuff? I know you're touring and you got this latest album, which is obviously what you're promoting, but is there any ideas in the pipeline?
Yeah, I'm going to write some more material coming up soon. It's just a fair bit going on at the moment with playing shows and then getting the last album out. It takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
People don't realise the behind-the-scenes stuff behind an album.
Yes.
All the admin side of it and the recording and processing. And it's a big job. Takes months and months to get it done. But now I've got that out of the road and it's all out and about, I can concentrate on doing some more writing and getting some more material out there. So that's the next plan.
Well, mate, I can't wait to hear your new music.
It'd be great.
I can't wait to see you at the next venue. I think we're going in different directions, so you're going to have to keep me posted on all your gigs so I can let our listeners know, and hopefully I'll be able to catch up with you somewhere on the road.
Yeah, on my website, www.lanceburrell.com.au, it's got my full gig guide for the whole year, so if anyone's checks wants to have a look at that, it might be in a town near you or close by, and you can come and say g'day and have a listen. That'd be great.
Fantastic. So give us that again.
www.lanceburrell.com.au, and that's the website. So it's got my gig guide on there. They can purchase albums and merchandise off the website, and I send it out, post it out to them. So, and that tells them where I'm going and everything that's happening and where I come from and about me and what's going on, pretty much.
Fantastic. Mate, we're going to have to wind this up now. I'm going to play a song from your latest album. What about we give your latest single a crack again? What do you think?
Okay, that'd be great. Gone, Gone, Gone. I had a single off, it's number 12 on the album, on the new album, and it's I've decided that it come up really well. We decided that we should put it out as a single when we did, and it went crazy. It went to number 2 on the charts. So I was pretty stoked with that.
Good on you, mate.
Yep.
I think it's a fantastic song. We're going to put that on right now. Thank you so much, Lance, for taking the time to chat with us. I know it's been a busy weekend for you. You played 3 nights straight, doing different spots over the 3 days, and pleasure to have you on the show.
No, we had fun. Thanks for having me on, Phil, and I'm glad you enjoyed your weekend.
I sure have. There you go, listeners. We're going to be back with more of the artists from the Bingara RSL Country Music Festival straight after Lance's latest single from Drive Away, Gone, Gone, Gone.